This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The warm weather and lack of snow lately has diminished snowpack to well below average, which helps prevent avalanches. Here's Brian Lazar with Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
Most slopes are going to be safe from avalanche activity and safe to recreate on. This is a good time to get into the backcountry despite the challenging riding conditions. The risk of getting caught in an avalanche is really low.
Lazar says to still be careful on isolated slopes with wind-drifted snow. Also, Saturday is International Snowmobile Ride Day. It's Super Bowl weekend. Colorado State Patrol sent a reminder not to fumble your fun by driving impaired. CSP is doing increased DUI enforcement with 76 other law enforcement agencies across the state, including Steamboat Springs Police and the Moffat County Sheriff's Office. It's Winter Carnival week. Today's a soda pop slalom, followed by Winter Carnival Rail Jam, Nordic Jumping Competition, Ski Ballet, Amateur Ski Jumping Night, and also tonight the John Z. Memorial Dual Slalom Bicycle Race. It's all at Howison Hill. Street events are on Lincoln Avenue each Saturday and Sunday morning. After the street events Saturday, you can grab lunch and meet the Cowboys. They'll be at Big House Burgers. Saturday night is the Night Extravaganza at Howison Hill. Overflow parking is at the rodeo grounds or walk from downtown. The Diamond Hitch Parade starts around 11:30 Sunday after the street events, the shovel races, and the Giant Ski Race Finals. There are detours during Winter Carnival events. On Saturday and Sunday mornings at 2 a.m., Highway 40 eastbound traffic reroutes onto Yampa Street. Highway 40 westbound traffic reroutes on Oak Street. There will also be parking restrictions on those streets. Don't miss Coal Mountain Ski Joring this weekend. It's at the Moffat County Fairgrounds in Craig. Races are from 10 to 2 Saturday. Warden Gilson will perform Saturday night at 7:30, and it's free. The Taste of Chocolate is from 4 to 7 Saturday afternoon along Yampa Avenue in Craig. It's sold out, though. In Oak Creek, meet the candidates for the town administrator position at a meet and greet at 1 o'clock Saturday at Sasha's Gourmet Goods. Harmony House in Craig is hosting an ultimate sensory-friendly movie night and ribbon-cutting event. It's Saturday at the West Twin Theater in Craig. The ribbon cutting is at noon. The movie starts at 1. The movie's Dog Man. A town hall is at 3 o'clock Sunday with Senator Dylan Roberts and Representative Megan Lukens at the library in Steamboat Springs. They'll discuss the current legislative session. The Steamboat Sailor Alpine Ski Team is competing against Lake County today at Ski Cooper. The Steamboat Sailor Nordic Ski Team is up against Summit at the Gold Run Nordic Center in Breckenridge. The Steamboat Sailors Hockey Team, home game tonight. Summit Tigers are headed to town from Breckenridge. Puck drops at 7:30 at Howison Ice Arena. The Sailors host Glenwood Springs at 6:30 Saturday. Watch and listen through steamboatradio.com. In basketball, the Sailor girls and boys teams host Basalt tonight starting at 5:30, and we'll cover those games on our website, and it's senior night. The Sailor boys teams host Aspen at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Hayden Tigers, they're away at North Park tonight. Wrestling teams at the regionals in Ignacio. Sirocco Rams host Vail Mountain tonight and DeBeck Saturday afternoon. The Moffat County basketball teams are away against Summit on Saturday. The boys wrestling team has regionals at Grand Valley, and the girls compete at Gunnison. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.